This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. Have you ever been to a wedding? Maybe you've even had a role to play in the ceremony, like the young boy Jackson in today's story. Jackson's mama is getting married, and he gets to be the ring bearer. In a story that celebrates new families and facing one's fears, here is The Ring Bearer. Written and illustrated by Floyd Cooper. Published by Philomel Books. Mama is having a wedding, and Jackson is worried. What will it be like to call Bill Dad and share stuff with Sophie, his new little sister? Things won't be the same around here anymore. Jackson has an important job at the wedding, and he's not sure he can do it. Jackson's job is to take care of the rings. Bill walks by, pinching his hanky at the middle. He lifts it, flips it, and folds it into his top pocket to sit like a pet bird. Jackson giggles, but he's still nervous. Mama's having a wedding, and Jackson has to carry the rings down the aisle. "Why the droopy shoulders?" Bill asks as he lifts Jackson high and makes him tall. Jackson smiles on Bill's shoulders, but inside he thinks, "Mama's having a wedding, and I have to carry the rings. But I don't want to trip in front of everyone and mess it all up. Maybe Bill should carry the rings." Tall Jackson walks over to little Sophie, who is busy counting flowers. Sophie has an important job, too. She has to carry the flowers. Grandpop helps them practice, shows them how to walk down the aisle, slow and steady.
"That way you won't trip,"
Grandpop says, like he knows just what's in Jackson's heart. But Jackson is worried anyway. The music starts and Sophie takes off. Grandpop nudges Jackson to get him going, too. Jackson walks slow and steady, while Sophie skips ahead, ignoring Grandpop's advice. Mama's having a wedding, and Jackson has an important job to do. And no matter what Sophie does, he will not trip down the aisle. Jackson sees Sophie coming to a step, but Sophie only sees her flowers. Oh, no! Jackson rushes to Sophie just as she trips on the step and catches her before she falls. Jackson looks at Grandpop. Grandpop cheers. Mama and Bill cheer too. The whole wedding cheers. They're all cheering for Jackson. Sophie smiles and grabs Jackson's hand. They walk together, slow and steady, the rest of the way. Sophie stands next to her dad. Jackson waits for his mama, who is coming down the aisle now with Grandpop by her side, looking like the prettiest lady in the whole church. Jackson sneaks a peek at Sophie, making sure she is still okay. When Mama gets to the end of the aisle, she bends down next to Jackson. "You're a great big brother, Jack," she whispers. "Sophie is lucky to have you around." Looking at Mama and Sophie and Bill and Grandpop, Jackson is not worried anymore. He's not nervous when he reaches into his pocket for the rings. He's not nervous when he gives them to Mama and Bill. And when the preacher finally says, "They're all a family now," Jackson knows deep in his heart that he doesn't have to be so nervous about important jobs. And he definitely doesn't have to be nervous about being a big brother. Mama got married, and Jackson handled his job just right. That was The Ring Bearer, written and illustrated by Floyd Cooper. And that's one happy ending. Now it's time to end today's show. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.